Sunday is the 60th anniversary of VE Day.
At 2:41 a.m., the representative of the German High Command signed the act of unconditional surrender to the Allied Expeditionary Force.
That's Winston Churchill announcing the Allied victory in Europe. Many people heard that news sitting in their living rooms listening to the radio, but a group of British soldiers held in a Japanese POW camp, they were listening too. On a little radio receiver they had hidden in the camp latrine. They'd built this radio receiver out of tin foil, scrounged wires, string, even tree bark. The person behind the brilliant, improbable design was R.G. Wells, a quiet, low-key radio engineer who'd been stuck in the camp since 1942. In this archive tape, Colonel Wells describes how he did it.
So we hit upon the idea of taking some tin foil or aluminium foil, but we used a piece of string, tree wood, and the sort of bark. A fish plate, or part of a fish plate from the railway line, paper, newspaper, tea chest, some palm oil, and we put the palm oil along the wire, stretched out, and rubbed this palm oil on, thickening it with a little bit of flour. The flour sort of bound the palm oil together, and it formed a fairly good insulation over the wire. Had a piece of meat skewer type wood, so that we could tune it by holding a little stick across it and fixing it about. And in the pitch darkness, one could then, with the headphone over one's head and the eyes looking out for a possible interruption by the Japanese. With great trepidation, we heard Big Ben chiming.
Hello, BBC. This is Thomas Cadet reporting from Supreme Headquarters.
And it was the BBC, all right. It was quite a clear signal.
This is the BBC Home Service.
But it was somebody talking about growing hops in Kent. And this broadcast went on for something like 3/4 of an hour without an interruption. And ultimately the signal faded out and I was very annoyed and was asked in the next morning by my senior officer what was the news, and I said, we've got good news. And I can't talk now. Something, and he said, I'm coming this way. So he came along and he said, now what's this news you're talking about? I said, I didn't actually hear any news, and he became very annoyed and said, what the hell do I mean? And I said, if the British primary producing experts are capable and able to spare them the time to talk about growing hops in Kent, Britain must still be alive and floating with the thumbs up, and that's, as far as I'm concerned, that's the best news I could hear.
As time went on, R.G. Wells and the other soldiers would hear actual news reports of Allied victories in the Pacific and eventually of the defeat of Japan. Our piece on Colonel R.G. Wells and his radio was produced by Jeff Rice for HearingVoices.com, and special thanks to Britain's Bournemouth University and its Oral History Research Project.